أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وآية لهم الليل نسلخ منه النهار فإذا هم مظلمون والشمس تجري لمستقر لها ذلك تقدير العزيز العليم والقمر قدرناه منازل حتى عاد كالعرجون القديم لا الشمس ينبغي لها أن تدرك القمر ولا الليل سابق النهار وكل في فلك يسبحون صدق الله العظيم. The ayats we discussed yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken about His Qudrat, His power, His might, and also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ni'mat upon man, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sends down rain and a dead ground becomes alive once again. Food, vegetation, basic necessities of man, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees to. The whole system that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had devised, the system of rain coming, the system of wind, the formation of clouds, and everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had done so that man will be able to eat and man will be able to enjoy these ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So on the one hand, the might and the power of Allah, and the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ni'mat upon us. Going further, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَآيَةٌ لَهُمُ اللَّيْلِ, and one sign for them is the night. نَسْلَخُ مِنْهُ النَّهَارِ, and we extract from it the day. فَإِذَا هُمْ مُظْلِمُونَ, and they are in darkness. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us a very important aspect, and that is that in reality there is darkness. Darkness is the very origin of this universe. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qudrat, and again Allah's ni'mat upon us, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us light. Light of the sun, light of the moon, light of the stars, and light of the other planets that shine onto this earth. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also wants to show us some very important aspects. Like how physically, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had not given us the light of the sun during the day, or the light of the moon at night, then obviously man would have been in darkness. And similarly, this Quran, the Nubuwwat Sallam, all the ahkam and all the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if that would have not come down, then again we would have been in spiritual darkness. Man would have not known how to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Man would have not known how to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We would have not known how to ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that in originality there is darkness. But it is the karam, it is the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He continued sending down Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam from Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wassalam right up to our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam with this light of nubuwat, the light of the wahi. And obviously those that follow the nubuwat, those that follow the wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be guided. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes to another aspect. وَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي لِمُسْتَقَرِّ لَهَا, and the sun travels upon its fixed term. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the movement of the sun, and from this ayat of the Quran Kareem we will understand that the sun also has an orbit. Now if we just appreciate the Quran being revealed in Makkah Mukarrama, the Quran being revealed in Medina Munawwara, when by and large people thought that the earth was flat, and people thought that the sun moves around the earth, and people didn't know about the revolving of the earth, and at that time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals ayats like this, then obviously we will understand that this has to be the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the one hand. On the other hand, what is the fixed term of the sun? Ulama have expressed that here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making reference that the fixed term is till the day of Qiyamah. The sun and everything else will move in its orbit. Even the earth, everything will move till that fixed time of the day of Qiyamah. And we know that close before Qiyamah, the sun will rise from the west by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, of course, the doors of Tawbah is closed, the doors of accepting Iman is closed, and then the day of Qiyamah will come. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us about the day of Qiyamah. Also together with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also reminds us that like how everything has been arranged in the universe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala arranged everything in its orbit, and there is no clash in the orbit, in the arrangement and in the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the galaxy, insofar as the planets are concerned, everything is precise. So if all that is precise, then obviously the deen and the shariat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also has to be precise. If that sun moves in its orbit precisely, like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded it, then you and I also will have to live our lives precisely, like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded. Like the revolution and the revolving of the sun and the earth, our day and night will be the day and night that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us, the day and night of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ذَلِكَ تَقْدِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and that is the taqdeer, that is the fixed portion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Al-Aziz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is almighty, and Al-Alim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is all-knowing. It is because of the extreme qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the extreme knowledge of Allah Rabbul Izzat, that we find that everything is precise insofar as the universe is concerned. Further, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْقَمَرَ قَدَّرْنَاهُ مَنَازِلِ. Then, insofar as the moon is concerned, we have determined the stations of the moon. And we will find that the moon rises and the moon sets after it appears at different stations. Some ulama say there are up to 28 stations of the moon. And each one has been precisely determined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That moon cannot move in its orbit as it wants to, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in its orbit once has him until it returns like an old age bow, and that is a date palm branch, that when it becomes old, then it begins to bow down, it begins to very straight look at the moon. You see the disappearance, find it very faint, and all that is the precision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَشَّمْسُ يَنْبَرْ وَلَلَّيْهِ subhanahu wa ta'ala say, behove the sun to overtake the moon. In other words, everything is in its fixed orbit by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and nor does the night advance over the day. We do not have the clash of day and night, and hence, وَكُلٌّ فِي فَلَكٍ يَسْبَحُونَ. Everything moves in its orbit in according to the precision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the lesson we take from here is, if everything is precise and everything moves according to the precision and the taqdeer and the determination of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you and I also, insofar as the matters of the shariat are concerned, we have to be precise in every aspect of the shariat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.